Mogu predstaviti našeg idućeg gosta, koji je u Zagreb na Subrzi Film Festival došao iz Senegala. Radi se, kao što već vjerojatno znate, a zato ste i ovdje, o Samiru Aminu. Samir Amin je rođen u Kairu, potom je otišao u Pariz gdje je studirao, diplomirao ekonomiju, potom je i doktorirao. Već u mladosti kao student izdavao je radikalni časopis, priključio se maoistima. Reći će, premda na Wikipediji piše da više nije maoist, reći će da je još uvijek maoist, to je rekao jedan dan. Pored toga i komunist i tako dalje. Poslije Pariza Samir Amin je bio u Maliju, ako se ne varam, nekih 10 godina, gdje je radio kao savjetnik ministru za ekonomiju, za ekonomsko planiranje. Potom toga odlazi u Senegal, gdje je sve do danas i gdje je osnovao Third World Forum, dakle forum za treći svijet koji okuplja afričke, azijske zemlje i pokušava stvoriti alternativu globalnom poretku koji znamo kao neoliberalizam. Iz tog poretka kasnije se izrodio Porto Alegre koji svi znamo, međutim Samir Amin nije član toga. Tekst Samira Amina kao i ostale tekstove možete pronaći u zborniku konferencije, a sada riječ prepuštam našem gostu. Nakon predavanja, kao i uvijek, biti će prilike za pitanja publike. Hvala.
Thank you, comrade Švedsko. I'm not a neo, and I hope I'm not a paleo, but I hope that I try to be a Marxist and to be a communist also, and I cannot separate between the two, which means not only a theoretician, but an activist in actually existing politics. Now, the title of my intervention is being given in the paper, which has been fortunately published in Croatia, with a very provocative title, voluntarily, Out of the Crisis of Capitalism or Out of Capitalism in Crisis. That is the challenge that the radical left has to face as of now. The paper published in Croatia is a summary of a book. The book has the same title, and therefore, even if you find it a little short, telegraphic, each of the points raised in this paper has been subject of more development in the various chapters of that book. But I shall not read it, because you can read it, possibly if you wish. I shall present the same ideas in a different way, in a more directly political way, perhaps, starting with why are we faced by that challenge? What we mean, or what I mean, but I'm not alone for sure, by moving out or starting moving out from capitalism, moving out of capitalism, that is moving ahead on the long road to socialism, and I would say to communism. Now, this crisis has not started in 2008. It's a long crisis. I'll start differently. Capitalism is a parenthesis in history, a relatively short parenthesis of a few centuries, but a very important one, because indeed it was a qualitative change. It cut with the long past, 3,000-4,000 years for civilization before capitalism, which in that short bracket, and this is where it has been positive, created the conditions, but only that, created the conditions for moving to a higher level of civilization, which is being called communism. A higher level of civilization, and not just the same system with some adjustments. Now, that system is very curious, capitalism. It had a long, long, long preparation. It took maybe 10 centuries before it matured, before it crystallized. It did not start in Western Europe. It started in Eastern Asia. But I shall not go back to possibly what I have said also during the round table yesterday. Moved towards Europe and moved to through the Italian cities before crystallizing in its historical form in the triangle London, Amsterdam, Paris late. But once that historical form of capitalism, there could have been other forms. There were other forms because societies were meeting the same challenges, the same contradiction fundamentally elsewhere also. Once it took this form, crystallized in its final historical form, it conquered the world and it created a new, it blocked avenues and it created a new possible future. Now, this historical capitalism has been based from the very beginning on accumulation by dispossession. Simultaneously, the dispossession, massive dispossession, which in many cases is synonymous to genocide, but not necessarily, of the people of Americas, of the people of Africa through slave trade, but also and simultaneously of the peasants of Northwestern Europe, not of Europe, of Northwestern Europe, and through the enclosures, and gradually the same pattern developed in more and more areas of Europe. Now, that historical form of capitalism could not have developed without the enormous possibility would have been explosive and would not have crystallized, would not have been possible if not the enormous out-migration of the victims, those who were expropriated by this system of accumulation by dispossession, the peasants. Now, 1500, there were Europeans were 18% of the population of the planet. In 1900, Europeans plus European ascent in America, 36%. That is, this pattern of historical capitalism cannot be generalized to the whole humankind. It has been based from the very beginning on creating this center periphery, enormous and growing polarization, which from one stage to another continuously deepened. We consider societies before the Industrial Revolution, the distribution of productivities, average productivities of social labor was very, very close from one another for at least 80 or 90% of humankind. They were in the range between 1, Beroche said, and 1.3, I'm saying perhaps 1 to 2, and not in the to the advantage of Europe, even of West, Northwestern Europe, Atlantic Europe. And within two centuries, it has moved to 1 to 60. Which means that there has been a process, this process of accumulation, has been simultaneously a gigantic process of popularization. What Marx analyzes popularization associated logically with capital accumulation was The reality is 100 times more than the worst that Marx imagined, if we look at it at the global level. Which means that we cannot look at capitalism as being the developed capitalist centers and the rest of the world being on the way to becoming capitalism, and they will become similar. This is historically impossible. If it were possible, I think there would be no capacity, whatever ideologies, etc., could not stop it from moving along that route. But it cannot be. And therefore, the center-periphery conflict, growing conflict, as a result of polarization, and the conflict between the alternative, continuing in the frame of capitalism, or starting moving away from it on the long road to global socialism, cannot be dissociated. I'm not sure that Marx in his time was fully aware of that, whatever gigantic thinker he was. Possibly in the middle of the 19th century, he could have still the illusion that that way will be gradually developing, including through colonization. Remember what he wrote about India. But that is the fact. And I'm focusing on that. Why is therefore? Because it's this fact, this gigantic fact, that can be explained or put in the frame of a Marxist, and I would say a perfectly Marxist, not that I am perfect, but could be put in the frame of a Marxist analysis, not by another theory of history and society, as many have produced, including some things which are not so bad or not absolutely bad, such as the world system and so on, world economy and other things, which have focused and agreed on focusing on that dichotomy and growing polarization, but not accepted the idea that it can be, must be, integrated in the Marxist analysis, on the basis of the fundamental discoveries started with Marx. Now, and that explains the real history. That it explains both the 19th century and the 20th century, and it continues to explain wherever we are in the 21st century. It explains, among other things, which is not something small, that the challenges or the attempts to move out of capitalism started from the peripheries and had an echo, which also had an echo in the centers. That is, the moves or attempts to move beyond capitalism, out of capitalism, through so-called socialist revolutions in the periphery, starting with Russia, but moving to China, to Yugoslavia, to Vietnam, to Cuba, on the one hand, and social democracy, and the victories of social democracies in the, at least in Western Europe, and in another form in North America, are connected, interconnected, cannot be dissociated, and are both of them the product of that major contradiction of real existing capitalism as a global system, that's my point. The second point, very briefly,